Think of some of the different types of souvenirs you might have collected over the years. Special rocks, feathers, t-shirts, maybe even a scar or two, and of course, photographs. The first photographs I remember were small and square and black and white. Held in photo albums by little corner pieces, they often portrayed the usual, rather formal family group shots, nothing spontaneous. We did get color prints when I was a bit older, and the advent of color film seemed to loosen up the subjects a bit. We had more life in the albums after that. Some people had home movies, but for us, the epitome of photographic souvenirs were 35mm slides. Raise your hand if you ever sat in a darkened living room watching the travelogue version of your uncle's most recent vacation adventure. I learned a lot about Mexico watching slides from Uncle Gordon's trips south of the border. Now we live in the digital age, the age of instant souvenirs. No more buying film and trying to remember how to load it in the camera. No more trying to get the focus or exposure right. We had to take the film down to the corner drugstore, drop it off, and wait. It might take several days for the photos to return. In this age where everything is instant, you click the button and that's it. The camera or phone or secret wristwatch takes all the guesswork out of the equation, and you know the photo will be good. No waiting, and you can share the souvenir photo right away. Before you can say, megapixel moment, the whole world sees where you are in real time because you wouldn't want to share old photos. In my desk drawer, I have several small boxes of 35mm slides I took years ago with an old Kodak rangefinder film camera. The camera was a gift from my uncle, who upgraded to a bigger and better film camera. A couple years ago, I was able to get hold of a slide projector, and we ran through my slides. Most were from the summer I spent in Mendoza, Argentina. Some were from camping trips, including the time we had to push our canoes across Lake Irvin and Lake Bemidji just to get back to BSU. The camera sits on top of my bookcase, and in a way, it's a souvenir of those early days. Back then, I liked Kodachrome for taking slides. And you know, Paul Simon was right. It does give you nice, bright colors.